Mary Beth Sheridan is a reporter with the Washington Post. She's traveling with the Army's 11th Aviation Regiment, which flies the Apache helicopters. I spoke to her earlier this morning.
This group flies the attack helicopters that make deep air assaults into Iraq. So they've got a very important role in terms of attacking the Republican Guard units around Baghdad.
And were they involved in the operation around Karbala?
Yes, this is exactly the guys that did that, yes.
And lost one of their helicopters and a two-man crew.
That's exactly right, yes. It turned out to be a tough fight. They flew in and encountered both a lot of anti-aircraft fire and also quite a bit of small arms fire, Kalashnikov, rocket-propelled grenades, a lot of it coming from people who seem to be in streets and in backyards and on roofs and that kind of thing.
Has this altered their operations in any way?
Yes, I think so. Obviously, they don't talk about their tactics, but I think that they've been really reassessing some of their strategies because I think they did not expect a degree of guerrilla-type activity. Like I said, they expect Iraqi Army anti-aircraft fire and are prepared for that, but this whole barrage of small arms fire was a surprise. And they've told me that it seemed to be fairly well organized. In other words, people spreading the word, perhaps by radio or walkie-talkie or something, and rushing out with their weapons. So I think they will be flying in a different way from now on.
I think the Iraqi media said they were farmers who brought down this helicopter.
Yeah, I don't actually have any information on who they were. I talked to a number of the pilots, though, who came back from the missions. A lot of them sustained damage. They said that there was some wild firing, but a lot of it seemed pretty accurate. They said there was a real mix of, you know, fire aimed at them. So I suppose it's possible it was farmers, but it could also be some sort of more trained militia-type people.
In what situations are these choppers deployed? Are they meant to soften up the resistance in advance of ground troops going in, or are they meant to do a more precision attack than a bomber would?
Well, I think both is the answer. What they do is they have very sophisticated radar-guided missiles. They would go in and blow up tanks and heavy artillery and that kind of thing. So, in fact, they would sort of prepare the way for ground troops to come in.
Mary Beth Sheridan is a reporter with the Washington Post, traveling with the Army's 11th Aviation Regiment.